We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Ches. Vze Bechinas Shoivovim. Rav Nosson Zal is going to use what we've been learning till now to explain to us the period of time during the year that's called Shoivovim, which are the weeks when we read the Torah of the beginning of Chumash Shmois. Parsha Shmois, Vo'ero, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisroi, Mishpotim. The word Shoivovim makes up the first letters of those six parshios. Shebohem, Noyagim, Haksherim, Lehisanois, Velitzoik, Lahashem Yisporach, Betfilois, Uslichois. Rav Nosson Zal says the very religious people have accustomed to fast and to cry out to Hashem with special prayers, special tefillos and slichos that are said during these weeks of Shevovim. They're said usually on Monday and Thursday. And there are people who have accustomed to fast the entire day, half a day, different menhagim that there are during this period of time. Ki be'elu hayomim koirin batoira be'inyin golos mitzrayim ugulosam. Because during that period of time, we read in the Torah the portions that deal with the Jewish people being in exile in Egypt and being taken out of Egypt. Shehoyo al-yidei tzo'oka kanal, which, as we learned earlier, Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt by screaming and crying out to Hashem. U'kemoikein tzrichim ato begolus hazeh kanal. And this is what we are supposed to do now also in this long and difficult exile that we're going through. If we want to go out, we have to scream and cry out to Hashem. Visehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, Shuvu vonim shoivovim. Hashem says, return, you rebellious sons. Sheikar kol hatzorois vagolius rachmon alzlon hemalidei chisorn hadas. The main reason for all the suffering and exile is lack of das. Shezeu bechinas shoivovim. That's this concept of a rebellious child. Shekol echod hoylech boilam kemoi meshuga v'shoivov mamish. Where everyone in the world is going around like crazy people, with a spirit of rebellion. Kemoi shenemar vayelech shoivov bederech liboi. He went and followed the desires of his heart. Ukishayovin ho'odom bi'atzmoi kol zois echu shoivov umeshuga mamish. And when a person realizes this, that he's going around like a crazy person, ki hoylech ha'chashrirus liboy, he's following the base desires of his heart, ve'enoi mistakel al tachlisoi anitzchi, he's not looking at his real future, he's not showing any real concern for his future, meaning what happens after he passes away, bevadai yochu salatzmoi, the person will definitely take pity on themselves, ve'yitzak harbe lashem isporach, and will cry out a lot to Hashem, and then that person will be zeicha on their level, from where they're at, to create, to give birth to new moichin and das, which is what brings about, which is the main thing that brings about a redemption, beklal, for the entire Jewish people, ubifrat, and for each and every individual person, Bechol Adam uBechol Zman, and this applies to every single person living in every single different time. That this is where it's at. This is what Golus is all about. This is what Tzoras, suffering, is all about. This is the reason for it, and this is the solution for it, as Rav Nosson Zal prescribed. Klal Hadovar. So Rav Nosson Zal says basically what we're saying here is Sheikar kol hagolius vatzoros rachmon alzon beguf vonefesh hakoil michisoren hadas. That the main exile and suffering that people are going through, both physically and spiritually, is all from lack of das. Shehu alidei sheloi kidesh shivas haneirois an alkoroi, which is because the person has not purified the seven openings of the head properly. Vegam loitzoak koroi la shem isborach, And in addition, the person hasn't cried out to Hashem properly. That's why they're short on Das and Sechel. We know, for example, in the Shmon Esrei, which is the most important tefillah that we have just about, the first thing that we ask for when we start enumerating what we need from Hashem, before we ask for refuah, before we ask for cure, parnasa, the first thing we ask for is, Choneinu meitcho chochma bino vadas. Hashem, please give us chochma bino vadas. Because as we mentioned earlier, if a person has das, then everything else that they have is meaningful, is constructive, is positive. If a person doesn't have das, they can have all the money in the world, they can have good health and everything, and it's zero. It's a person's a healthy animal. What does that do? Shaydeze nisalmen hamoichin vadas. As a result of a person not crying out to Hashem and not purifying the Shiva Saneirois, that causes the Moichen and Das to be hidden. Umishom kol ha-hisrachgus me'Hashem yisborach. And that's the cause for all distance from Hashem. Umei tzadikei emes. And that's also the cause of people being distant from the true tzadikim. Shezeh ikar klal kol ha-golius va'atzorois, Rachman al-San. That's really what all the exiles and suffering are all about, Rachman al-Etzlan. She'ikrom al-yidei chisaron hadas, where we said, again, the main reason for it is chisaron hadas, and how it manifests itself in is the people being far from Hashem and far from the people who are in a position to help them the most, which are the true tzaddikim. They're the ones who would be able to help us get through the golus properly, and they're the ones who are in a position to help us get out of golus, just like we see all the different exiles that the Jewish people were in. Golus Mitzrayim, how did we get out? A Moshe Rabbeinu was sent. The golus Yovan, how was it resolved? Matisyahu Ubonov, the tzaddik. The golus of Poras Umodai was resolved through Mordechai and Esther. So golus means a state of where people are distant from Hashem and distant from the true tzaddikim. Ubozeh tolui kol bechiras odom. And this is really the entire choice that people, that a person has. Ki ikar ha-bechiro shel kol echod, hu al yidei she'ein meivin miyad letaretz kol ha-kushyois v'ha-mevuchois v'akmimiyo shebelev she'yesh loy al tzaddikei emes v'talmidov. The main test that people have, where it becomes a test to choose the right thing, is based on the fact that a person doesn't understand immediately the answers to all the questions that they have and all the critique that they have on the true tzaddikim and their loyal students. Because if the person were to understand and see immediately the real truth, the essence of truth of the tzaddikim, and how great they are, and how special they are, and their righteousness, and how I can benefit in the biggest way possible from coming close to them, bevadai hoyoholech v'rotz al yodo v'al raglov, lehiskari v'aleim ulehisabek b'afar regleim. The person would crawl on their hands and feet to get close to these tzaddikim and to roll in the dust of their feet. Achmachmas sheho emes nesalim venistor moid moid. However, it's only because the truth is very, very hidden. Verabu hachilkim v'amisnagdim. And there are many people who oppose the true tzaddikim. Sheoimrim ashoimrim. And they say what they say. At shemachnisim b'kol achafetzim leskarev, kama kushyois u'mevuchois u'bilbulim, to the point where they inject into the minds and hearts of those people who would be good candidates for coming close to the tzaddikim, they inject into their minds and hearts all kinds of doubts and questions and challenges to these tzaddikim. Ubozeh tolui kol bechirosei. And this is where the whole choice, the entire choice comes in. This is where the test comes in. ki ikar habechiro hu al yidei she'ein mevinim letaratz hakushis miad. The main bechira is in the fact that the person can't understand all the answers to their questions right away. Because the answers that this person is looking for their questions, are in the category of makifin right now. His brain is not ready to receive the answers yet. And as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Torah Chof Aleph, when he spoke about the paradox of Yediyah versus Bechira, that Rabbeinu Zal said that while we are physically living, that paradox, that contradiction, that question is in the category of makif. It's a type of makif that we can't bring inside our brain. V'chol ikar ha-bechira hu machmaze daika. And this is how we have free choice. It's because of this. Because she'ein mevinim ha-seichel shel ha-yediya v'abchira kanal. The fact that we can't understand right now how these two do not contradict each other. How the fact that Hashem knows in advance everything that's going to be does not contradict the fact that I have free choice every day, every hour, to choose whether to do A or B, right or wrong, good or bad. And the same thing applies to all the questions and all the contradictions that the people have, that each and every single individual person has, pertaining to Hashem, pertaining to Yiddishkeit, pertaining to the tzaddik. She'ikar ha-bechira hu al yidei ze she'ein mevinim ze ha-seich le-taritz kol ha-kushi she-kosheloi al tzaddik yokshei remes. The bechira is because of the fact that the person does not have the answers and they can't understand the answers right now to the questions they have on the great tzaddikim or the very religious people. Ube'emes, the truth is, imhoyu ha-moichin nesalmin legamri b'lishum hisgalus klal, if the moichin were to disappear completely, were to be covered up totally, and there'd be zero revelation, bevadai lo hoyefsher b'shum oifin leskarav l'shem yizboruch latzik v'amitim, it would be totally impossible for people to come close to Hashem or come close to the true tzaddikim. Hashem Yisporach Mole Rachmim. However, Hashem is full of kindness. V'choymel alamoi b'chol dor v'dor. Hashem takes pity on His people in each and every single generation. V'sholeach u'meir lanu hisgalus hadas nifla. And Hashem sends us true tzaddikim in every single generation, and they shine a revelation of Das, an incredible revelation of Das, alidei chidushei toiro nifloim v'noiroim, shemamshich matzidigem ezbchol dor, through the incredible revelations of Torah, through the fabulous shiurim and sforim that these great tzaddikim give us in each and every single generation, their chidushei Torah, their revelations in Torah. Vaidei ze yesh bechira. Now, when on one side of the scale you have the problem of all kinds of questions that you can't answer right now, that can't be resolved right now, and on the other side of the scale you have the tzaddikim who are opening the door a little bit, they're revealing a drop of their incredible bright light, of their chidushei Torah, of their connection to Hashem. When you have this on this side of the scale and that on that side of the scale, shemi she'enoi roitze lahatos es atzmoi. Now, a person who doesn't want to fool themselves, umistakel be'ein hoem es lamitoi, and looks really honestly, yochoi liroi salideze amitas nekudas hoemes heichon shoira. That person will be able to see where the truth is, where the real truth is. Ulami lehiskariv. And to whom should I try to get close to? To the Eitz Sahara or to the Eitz Tov? To the true tzaddikim or to other turkeys? Ve'im adayin kosheloi kama kushyos. And if the person is still perplexed by questions, all kinds of questions, hu maven, the person realizes sheze muchrach liyos, that it has to be that way. It makes perfect sense that I should have questions. Ki bevadai yefshel lehoven ulahasig das hagavoyim imenu kol kach shu das hatzadik emes, because it is definitely impossible for me to understand everything about the true tzaddik when his das is millions of levels above my level. Because just like it's impossible for us to understand Hashem, and because of that, there are many questions that we have about Hashem and about how Hashem does things, because it's very appropriate that it be that way. It makes perfect sense that Hashem, who is trillions and quadzillions levels above us, of course we don't understand everything Hashem does. Lahavda, we give the example many times. Does a four-year-old kid understand everything the parents do? Everybody knows that it makes perfect sense that the kid doesn't understand. So us compared to Hashem, or us compared to the tzaddik, also. K'moy shenemar b'mokam achar, as we've discussed in other places. K'moy kein behechrich, so too, it has to be that people should have questions, people that should have things they don't understand about how the true tzaddik operates. Because it's impossible for us to understand the tzaddik whose understanding is way above us. However, despite that, Me'achar shekvar heir v'hisnoitzetz loy bedaitoi, hisnoitzetzus mi'adas v'emes shal tzadik emes, aydei oyer terosam shemshichu boilam, once the person has allowed a little bit of that brilliant light of the tzaddik to go into their brain by studying the Torah of the tzaddik, by hearing the divrei Torah of the tzaddik, and tasting a little bit of the awesome bright light that this tzaddik possesses and that he's brought into the world, that's enough of a message to the person, that's enough of a hint to the person, that he better go buy himself a good pair of sneakers and run as fast as he can after the tzaddik and after his true followers, if he wants to succeed in this life, if he wants to come close to Hashem. Ki ato yesh loy bechira, because now the person has free choice. He does have a choice. Ayde shero mare uzricha minifloy is daitam vamitosam. By the fact that the person saw a little bit of light, he tasted a drop of the brilliant bright light of what this tzaddik has. And then opposing that, he hears all the questions and all the challenges and all the complaints of those people who oppose the tzaddik and everything, which injects all kinds of atheism and all kinds of crookedness into his mind and heart. Now, this is the person's bechira. This is what that person's free choice is all about. He's seen both sides of the coin, and he's got to pick. V'haboicher yivchar. And Rav Nosson Zal says, let each person who has to choose, let him choose. V'hovein heitev. And understand very well what we're saying here. And each person has to look inside himself very carefully. Where am I holding and purifying myself in the Shiva Saneros? In my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, and everything they represent. And then he'll understand why he doesn't understand everything about Hashem and why he doesn't understand everything about the tzaddik. It's not the tzaddik's fault, it's not Hashem's fault, it's my fault. Because I haven't developed my brain properly. I've done things to punch holes into my brain, Rahman al-Islam, to damage my brain in 100 different ways. And this is the whole bechira, this is the real bechira of a Jew in this world.